This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Some liberal theologians have difficulty accepting the wrath of God. They know the Bible teaches that God will punish evildoers, but they apparently think they know more about what God should do than the men whom God ordained to reveal His will. Philip Gully and James Mulholland's book, If Grace is True, Why God Will Save Every Person, quotes the following verses from Hosea, an 8th century B.C. prophet. How shall I give you up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver you, Israel? How shall I make you as Admah? How shall I set you as Zeboim? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of my wrath. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God, and not man, the Holy One in the midst of you. I will not come in wrath. Hosea 11:8-9. Gully and Mulholland assert, the Holy One will never come in wrath. He will always come in love. Page 75. Does it make sense for Gully and Mulholland, two Quaker preachers, to emphasize one verse to the exclusion of hundreds and hundreds of other verses? Just because God said on one occasion that He would not come in wrath, does that mean He will never come in wrath? If Gully and Mulholland had bothered to read the rest of Hosea, they would not have made such an inexcusable blunder. Please listen to two other verses from Hosea. The princes of Judah were like them who remove the boundary. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them. Hosea 5:10. I gave them a king in my anger, and took him away in my wrath. Hosea 13:11. The truth is, there is hardly a book in the entire Bible that does not threaten wrath against evildoers. What did the author of Hebrews mean when he wrote, He who despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, do you suppose, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, Vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge His people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:28-31. The book of Deuteronomy uses the word wrath just one time. Deuteronomy 11:17. But the idea of God's wrath being directed against the disobedient and rebellious appears on almost every page of this great book. For example, when the Jews were preparing to enter the land of Canaan, they were afraid of the pagan tribes that lived in the land. The Lord promised, Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them, that is, the enemies of God's people, until they who are left and hide themselves from you be destroyed. Deuteronomy 7:20. There is some disagreement among scholars about who or what the hornet was. Were they literal hornets that would sting the pagan tribes? Did the hornet represent some mighty army that would destroy the enemies of God's people? We may not be able to determine exactly who they were or what they were, but this we know. They represented the punishment God would send against the inhabitants of Canaan. If that means that God will never come in wrath, the language of the Bible means nothing. Some of the pagan tribes in Canaan were vicious and powerful. The Israelites were afraid of them. God assured His people, You shall not dread them, for the Lord your God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. Deuteronomy 7:21. How could the Israelites justify their fear of the pagan nations in view of the fact that God had delivered them from Egypt, the mightiest nation on earth? Their problem was a lack of faith in the mighty God and terrible. God wants to deliver us and will if we will allow Him to do so. Thank you, and may God bless you.